Today's show is sponsored by Fruitcake, the only dessert that's named after an insult for crazy people.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Wiener! My wiener's in the rain. My wiener's in the rain.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
My wiener's in the rain.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Do you know what day it is?
Today is Wednesday, preceded by Tuesday, as usual.
What, are you still asleep?
Wake up!
I'm wide awake!
What's on the agenda for today?
I believe you're aware of my Wednesday schedule.
You might have to refresh my memory.
First things first.
Let's put on a show!
And then what?
And then what? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Attention, creative types.
I think it's time to start the show.
Yep, it is. The Mike Show, to be exact. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, you have to enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And we take all those show segments and we repack them for each day into a daily podcast. You can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to YouTube. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. There's hundreds and hundreds of episodes. We've been repacking the live show as a podcast for going on 4 years now. 240 some episodes per year. So that's an awful lot of content. Or a lot of awful content, if you know what I mean. Anyway, and you can even find us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. We do a video simulcast of the show, and each one of those show segments is up on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And if you haven't liked us, like us long time at the Mike Show VA, and that handle works for our Instagram, our Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter, MySpace, wherever you happen to be on the interwebs. The TikTok? No. I'm sorry. We're not on the TikTok. I would need a young person for that. On today's program, it is Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is going to be joining us along with Derek from Free Clinic of Central Virginia. We're going to get an update about both organizations. Let's see. Well, yeah, of course we're going to get smart with five random facts. And we're going to get a little bit dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. it was a hiccup. It's like a perpetual thing. I swigged down. I drank here. I had a big swig of coffee right before the segment, and that usually happens. And I should probably not do that right before we open the mic and do the segment. But I do anyway, and sometimes it backfires with a little bit of a coffee belch. All right, we covered all the stuff that we're gonna do, except for this. Somebody polled 30,000 Americans. It's a full third, and a full third rather, admitted they save wrapping paper. Why? All right. Well, if you do, we'll figure out why. We'll read into the story, and then we've got, of course, our top list, top types of people who are as annoying during the holidays as people who reuse wrapping paper. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Here comes Amazon. Here comes Amazon. Delivery the next day. Poor old Santa Claus is without a job. Bezos likes it that way. Homeless elves and hungry reindeer all struggling to survive. Santa's workshop just went bankrupt because you love Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you do. The Mike Show. All right. So do you now? I know times are tough for many in this great land of ours. However, I'm struggling to determine why are people saving wrapping paper so they can reuse it. Somebody polled 30,000 Americans. Did we get rid of the graphic? Yeah, we did. Somebody polled 30,000 Americans, and a full third admitted that they save wrapping paper. 18% say they keep it and reuse it. Another 16% keep it but rarely end up using it again. So 34% total admit to saving the wrapping paper. And if you thought it was something only depression era grandmas did, you're wrong. The poll found young people are actually more likely to do it. Only 20% or 25% rather of seniors save wrapping paper, because that makes sense, compared to 44% of people under 30. Women are a little bit more likely to save it than men, 38% of women versus 28% of guys. So with that, that brings us to our top list, with a third of people saving the gift wrap from our presents to reuse it. An act so shameful, it qualifies them for the Holiday Hall of Shame, alongside everyone on today's list. It's our top list today. Top types of people who are annoying, as annoying, during the holidays as people who reuse the wrapping paper. All right, here we go, number one. Should we just ding them off like this? Okay. The person who thinks it's okay to grab your rear because you're under the mistletoe, a.k.a. your boss. The person who thinks it's hilarious to put antlers on their car, a.k.a. your mom. Top types of people who are as annoying during the holidays as people who reuse wrapping paper. The person who gets hammered at the office Christmas party and yaks on the copier, a.k.a. your coworker. top types of people who are as annoying during the holidays as people who reuse wrapping paper. The person who always is quoting Buddy from Elf, a.k.a. your husband. The person whose Christmas sweater lights up, a.k.a. your single aunt. Top types of people who are as annoying during the holidays as people who reuse wrapping paper. The person whose over-the-top Christmas lights turn your street into gridlock, a.k.a. your neighbor, of course. The person who makes you sit through every stupid Hallmark Christmas movie, a.k.a. Papa. And top types of people who are as annoying during the holidays as people who reuse wrapping paper. Damn, that's a mouthful. I almost said it. The person who hates everything about Christmas and can't wait for it to end, a.k.a. Santa. There you go. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Patrick Mahomes underwent successful knee surgery. But to be safe, doctors are limiting him to a dozen commercials a week. Experts say tanning beds triple the risk of skin cancer. But a small price to pay to have the overall appearance of a baseball mitt. A California woman claims an Amazon driver stole her cat while delivering a package. Police continue to search for the cat burglar. No, you shut up. And the Rolling Stones won't tour in the new year due to Keith Richards' health. Stay strong, Keith. For those of us who partied way too hard, you've always been the inspiration that everything would turn out fine. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the Wednesday edition of the program. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. Coming up, we'll check. Well, yeah, it's thickening clouds today. It's not quite as bitterly cold. It's in the 40s right now. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. On the way, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That's coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, we probably shouldn't. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The space between your eyebrows is called the...
Glabella.
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 Yeah, glabella. Gesundheit. Glabella. That comes from the Latin terms for smooth and hairless. Unless you're like Bert from Sesame Street. Number two. I had to fact check this, and I'll do a deeper dive for you. December 31st, 2017 was the only day in history where every adult was born in the 1900s and every minor was born in the 2000s. So here, let me explain, Lucy. Everyone on the planet on that date who was born on or before December 31st, 1999 would have been 18 years old. Which, in many countries, is the age at which a person is legally considered an adult. That would have been by December 31st, 2017. Every person born before December 31st, 1999, would have been 18. However, everyone who was born on January 1st, 2000 or later would still be 17 or younger. That is, legally a child in many countries on December 31st, 2017. So the oldest verified living person on the planet is currently Nabi Tajami, who was born on August 4, 1900, which by that tweet's logic means that no one who is currently alive was born before the 20th century. Oh, okay, so I get it. And again, that date was by December 31st, 2017. Mind blown. Number three. It takes between 7 and 14 days to make one jelly bean. Number four. If the Statue of Liberty was melted down and the copper and steel were sold for scrap, it would only be worth around $225,000 to $250,000, depending on how the materials are graded. That doesn't seem like much, considering it reportedly cost $16,000 in copper alone when it was built back in 1876. And then number five, Eleanor Roosevelt was Teddy Roosevelt's niece. Franklin D. Roosevelt was Teddy's fifth cousin. So when FDR married Eleanor, they were still part of the same family tree. They were fifth cousins once removed. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo,
Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is joining us from the United Way. Is it Chris or Christopher? I think we do this every other episode.
It's Chris to you, Mike.
It's Chris to me. All right. Well, I won't call you late to dinner. How about that?
Excellent.
All right, Chris, almost every Wednesday, Chris joins us for a segment, and you bring a guest most of the time, and sure today's no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, we dropped our hand into the bowl of our 24 different partner agencies and came up with the Free Clinic.
That's right.
Today we have the executive director of the Free Clinic, Derek Brown, joining us.
Hello, Derek.
Hey, Mike. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thank you so much for taking time today and dropping by and talking about your organization. So let's delve right in. For folks that might not know, and I think there may be one or two at this point, tell folks, what does Free Clinic of Central Virginia do?
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity to come hang out with you guys this morning. The Free Clinic has been around since 1987, so we've have a long history of providing compassionate, high-quality, comprehensive health care for uninsured and underinsured individuals all across Central Virginia. So our footprint is Nelson, Amherst, Campbell County, Bedford County, Pennsylvania County, Lynchburg, and Appomattox. And so if you live in that area, you don't have Medicaid, you don't have insurance, we're able to serve you free of charge.
And in most cases. Now, Free Clinic is not a walk-in clinic.
That's right.
You have to do a pre-screening interview or consultation prior to being able to receive any medical services.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, tell us about that process, and then also tell us about the wide range of medical services that are provided by Free Clinic.
Yeah. So it's really our mission to provide that comprehensive care and service. And so we want to make things as accessible as possible. So we always encourage people, if you think that you might qualify or you know that you're in a bind, you don't have health insurance, just call the Free Clinic, call our number, visit our website, and then we'll get you connected to our patient care coordinator. And she's really, really good. So even if you don't have Medicaid, but you do qualify for Medicaid, we help people sign up for those services.
Okay.
A lot of those legalities are changing, so we want to make sure that people have the information that they need. And then if you do qualify for services, we have a wide range of volunteers that come and help. We have general practice, but we also have a lot of specialty cardiology, neurology, the list, endology. That's not the right word, but it's really early in the morning. I choked on that one. So.
That's okay. Take two.
Endocrinology. There we
yeah.
go. So woo, it came out of there. But yeah, and then we also have dentistry as well. And so that's our bread and butter, so to speak. We serve a lot of patients with dental care. Because it's not a lot of places that accept Medicaid. And so that's the only time that we do accept Medicaid is for dental.
Okay.
But we also, if you don't have insurance at all, we can see you for dental as well.
And dental really is a healthcare crisis in our nation.
Yeah.
With there just seems to be this real disconnect with the insurances and with providers that can actually get you in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks go for months and months with pain just because they can't get in.
Yeah, and you know, it's shocking. We call it a dental desert, especially in the counties.
Yeah.
You just have a few providers that are out there, and then the counties are so large, transportation sometimes is an issue.
Yeah.
So we want to try to serve as many people as possible, and we're trying to our hardest right now to get to that comprehensive and preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we are primarily seeing folks just for emergencies and pain.
Yeah.
Because the needs are so great and the waiting list in some offices are so long.
Absolutely.
Years long at some points.
Yeah.
And that's bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
That is really truly bonkers. It's frightening
mm-hmm.
to think. And regardless, you could have great insurance,
right.
and you could still be on a list that long and have to deal with just a very, very painful situation. It's staggering.
Yeah,
it just really
yeah.
is. Now we showed on the video side of things. If you're watching us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, we shared your website. And it does a drone fly through your primary offices. Give us an update on the primary offices and how's that coming along?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So as a lot of you may know, the free clinic suffered a fire that destroyed the clinic.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah, right around December, right around a little after Christmas time,
yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
And we've had to totally gut the clinic. You know, a lot of the sterile medical equipment is at a loss as well. So
yeah.
we're fortunate to have insurance, but we also have a gap that, you know, yeah. isn't going to be paid for. So we're in a big fundraising effort to have that gap filled. It's a $500,000 gap.
Wow.
And so we are actively fundraising in that campaign right now. But we are moving along. So hopefully by March, we should have all of our clinics up and running back in our Main Street campus, which, you know, we've said is going to be extremely important. It's a lot of changes coming to healthcare and Medicaid
mm-hmm.
and private insurance as well. And so, you know, some models predict anywhere between 19,000, 20,000 Central Virginians could lose their health insurance benefits.
My.
And so we really want to get downtown as quickly as possible into our clinic back home so
yeah.
that we can serve the community and prepare for that wave of folks that don't have health care. And we are really the last safety net to catch them. So we're chipping away. I was just there this morning. The drywall is up. It's starting to look like an actual
Excellent.
Clinic again.
Nice.
You know, our elevator broke, so that's not great.
Oh, no.
You know, for those that don't know, elevators are quite expensive, we found out. That was some more fire damage that just took a while for it to take place and corrode the system.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, we're chipping away at it.
And so many folks don't realize, you know, the fire itself was adjacent to your space, mm-hmm. but it's the smoke damage and that
yeah.
just permeates everything. From an earlier interview, I understand that actually got into filing cabinets and got into places that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you would ordinarily think, you know, would be away from such damage, but no,
yeah,
it
went everywhere.
Good
yeah.
Lord. Well, things are coming along. Now you guys are up and running, currently from temporary locations. Where are those?
Yeah, we are at the Quaker Memorial Church, on, Ford Avenue.
Okay.
They've been a great host and they've just been phenomenal allowing us to come in and just allow us to use that space.
Nice.
So on the backside on Quaker Parkway, that's where that location is.
Okay.
And then we are in the old CAN Dental Building on Old Forest Road. If you just are coming back into town, like go past Bojangles, past Dunkin', all the delicious places.
And, okay.
See the dental office over there on your right.
Okay. And again, free clinic is not a walk-in clinic, but you can get in contact with them and get an eligibility screening. If you go to their website, you can learn more at freeclinicva.org, or you can give them a call at 434-847-5866 and just ask them, how do I become a patient? Do I qualify? And can you help me get maybe some of the services that I need, and schedule a time. So fundraising activities between now, the end of the year, and into next year, going well?
Yeah, we just finished up our Dink It Forward pickleball tournament.
How did that
sponsored
go?
Sponsored by Delta Star. I mean, it was amazing. They everybody had a great time. It was holiday themed. So, you know, out there just playing a little pickleball and listening to Christmas music.
All right, did you dink time. Or did you dunk?
I stunk. Dink, dink, stunk. It's like a Grinch, Grinch rhyme.
That's perfect, though.
Yeah, so we had a great time with that and raised a good amount of money, almost $10,000 we raised with that.
Fantastic.
And then one of our biggest event is our Rise and Rebuild 5K, okay. which we now host at Linkhorn Middle School and the Blackwater Creek Trail System. That's going to be on March 28th at 9 o'clock a.m. And you can already sign up to register to get more information on our website if you go to freeclinicva.org/events, and you can see all the events that we have coming up. So we have that. We're also planning several other exciting things throughout the year that will be a little bit later. But we're going to plan to do a ribbon cutting and maybe a jazz night in April once we get everything back up and running to celebrate the hard work and the community support that we've had.
Very, very exciting. Well, we're looking forward to that and helping you celebrate that event as well.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys out there.
Absolutely. And Chris, tell us the connection between United Way of Central Virginia and Free Clinic.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Free Clinic's one of our 24 partner agencies. They are partners that we support here in the community. They have a very wide variety of programs. I believe we support both the medical services and the dental program at the Free Clinic. And yeah, I mean, like Jarek was saying, I think one thing I zeroed in on was, right now, would love to do preventative services, but have a bunch of other things that are, on deck first. Sure. And, of course, then funding the rebuilding efforts downtown. There's so much that our nonprofits can do, and we really do have a bunch of really wonderful organizations, but the need is always greater than the funds that are coming in.
Yeah.
And so United Way is really here to try to help meet some of that need. We have an annual fundraising campaign that supports those partner nonprofits. For us right now, we're in the year-end phase, as many are, trying to get as many dollars in the door, as many dollars pledged before the end of the year. We do also have our own events, likewise fundraisers that are benefiting our partner nonprofits. So we have a Stranger Weekend that we've just started promoting here recently, which is a Stranger Things themed weekend. Nice. Several different events. We have a skate-a-thon, a bowl-a-thon, and then a Dungeons & Dragons night down at Super Rad Arcade. All of those are going to be fundraisers that benefit the campaign. There's a lot of, I think, really fun opportunity in those. And like I said, great theming as well. So you can definitely check out our website, which has more details on those. But whether it's skating down at FunQuest, bowling down at the Fort Hill Bowling Center, or playing Dungeons & Dragons and playing arcade games down at Super Rad, I think you'll find something fun that you can participate in that weekend, because why not do something good while you're having fun?
Absolutely.
Make fundraising a fun thing.
And that's coming up again when?
That is going to be at the end of January. So it is January 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Okay. And you can learn more about the Stranger Weekend. It's a Stranger Things themed weekend of events with the United Way of Central Virginia. If you visit their website, unitedwaycv.org, or just go to social media and search United Way of Central Virginia. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Always a pleasure.
did we solve all the world's problems today?
Pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
All right. We learned how to say endocrinology, so that's great.
That's half the battle right there.
It's Mila time. Yeah. All right, that's excellent. Well, thank you guys again for taking time today. We really appreciate it. The United Way of Central Virginia, again, you can reach them by visiting their website at unitedwaycv.org and the Free Clinic at freeclinicva.org. Coming up, we have your audio vault. It's sounds that we lovingly place in your ear holes. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie doo. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. That is our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, you can't get away from perfume and cologne commercials on the TV this time of the year. Even ones from the big guy himself.
Just in time for Christmas, the new fragrance, Claws, the smell of chimney smoke, peppermint, and cookie regret, bold reindeer musk, finishes of warm cocoa, leather, and the scent of someone who's been awake for 36 hours, judging your life choices.
Naughty.
Nice.
Claws.
He sees you when you're sleeping. You'll never forget the smell. New from Calvin Klein or Kris Kringle.
There you go. NBC News reported last night that 250,000 packages are stolen from porches each day. This porch pirate is cruising neighborhoods and has a holiday song all of his own.
Rip-off time is here. You should really fear. I'm looking for what houses don't have any camera gear. Package near the door. Who could it be for? Now it's for me. I can't wait to see. I wonder what's in store. Maybe it's a drone or a new iPhone. So many things Amazon brings, I'm gonna take them home. Rip-off time is here. Hope your house is all clear. I might begin to just break in. Oh no, their dog is here.
Okay, today is National Maple Syrup Day.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
Here, let's see. No, let's skip that. What is this? If you're looking for a new Christmas tradition to try, there's a custom out of Spain called... How do you pronounce that? How? Now, do they mention it? I didn't proofread this. I'm sorry. Pronounce. Because I've already done this. But pronounce. I can't pronounce. Here, let's see if this one is a pronunciation key. Where is our pronunciify lady?
Tio de Nadal.
Tio de Nadal. Okay, so what is Tio de Nadal? It's where children sing to a Christmas log and beat it with sticks until it poops out presents. Here's an explanation.
Each house gets a Tio de Nadal before Christmas that comes with a smiley face, a Catalan red barretina, two legs in the front, and a blanket to hide the presents. Kids feed the Tio de Nadal before Christmas. This way, on Christmas Eve, its belly will be full and ready to poop a lot of presents. On Christmas Eve, families and friends get together. The little ones gather in a room, reciting poems and singing songs, while the Tio de Nadal prepares to poop gifts. Then, the whole family and friends hit the log with a stick while singing the Caga Tio song. And surprise, the wishes of the little ones have come true. Underneath the blanket, there are presents and sweets.
Mm-hmm, that the log pooped out.
Log.
Log, log, biggest, heaviest wood. So, skip that. I actually just watched this. I just watched this during my pregame what would I call it? Oh, it's my morning constitutional. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to come up with something more clever, like doing show prep or whatever. But no. Anyway, take two. So I actually watched this on the Facebook. It's a trailer for Steven Spielberg's new UFO movie. Is it out? Is it out already? Or I thought it was coming in June. Well, anyway, it's called Disclosure, and it stars Emily Blunt as a TV weather person that makes some creepy sounds. Here's part of the trailer.
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today is... Today's...
What are you gonna do?
Full disclosure to the whole world.
They're coming! They're coming!
So that part, I thought, wouldn't it be funny if we mashed that up with the Seinfeld theme? Okay, fine. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be, so there. Let's see. Okay, let's do this now, because this shouldn't be part of stupid criminals. Rob and Michelle Reiner's 32-year-old son Nick has been formally charged for their murder. Here's Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman at yesterday's press conference.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders.
Let's see. Are we going to comedian now? Probably should have led with... I mean, there wasn't really any good place to put that. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Doing stand-up comedy can have its challenges, especially following a story like that. Here's comedian Jeff Leeson, who was booked to do a theater gig and found out it was the same night as the town's Santa Claus parade.
Let's just get the awkwardness out of the way. We could have done this at one of your houses, to be honest. For 87 people in a 400-seat theater. I've competed with a lot of things over the years. Never, ever a Santa Claus parade. Right out the front door. And what a parade. I mean, you guys go all out. Just anybody with a truck. You just got a new Dodge Ram. That's great. You're fourth from the start. There's so many people out there, man. We were driving in. I was like, oh, my God. Wow. All these people for comedy. And we got a police escort?
All right, there you go. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Maybe I'll poop out presents. I don't know. All right, there we go. It's
Tio de Nadal.
It's the Mike Show coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get even stupider, if that's possible, with your stupid criminals in the news and
Tio de Nadal.
And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by
Tio de Nadal.
No, it's brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Filly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. A woman in California claims an Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package last week and then stole her cat. She saw it happen on footage from her Ring camera. You can see the driver leave the package, take a photo, and then approach a cat standing near them. At first, it looks like they're just petting the cat, but after a few seconds, the person grabs the cat by the scruff of the neck and carries it back to their vehicle as it's squirming around and meowing. Here, listen to this.
So I thought he was just petting her for a second. I had to rewatch it a couple of times because it is hard to see. It's dark. And he doesn't carry her very nicely. And I see her little tail and I'm like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yep. Now, it is possible that the driver thought it was a stray and was trying to help it. But the woman points out that they're not handling the cat very nicely, and the cat was literally on the edge of her front porch in a suburban street. So it's strange that somebody would just assume that it didn't have a home. It's unclear if the cat had a collar or microchip. The woman complained to Amazon, and they said they're investigating. They said they do know who the driver was. They just haven't contacted them, and it's been almost a week. She also reported to the police that they told her it could be weeks or months before they have time to look into it. She said she'd posted on an update on Instagram or TikTok. She would post an update on her Instagram or TikTok when she hears back from Amazon. There are two sides to every story, but if you were actually looking out for the cat, why wouldn't you just knock on the door? How does seeing a cat for 2 seconds outside tell you that the cat needs to be, you know, saved or something? Anyway. And then there's this. A 39-year-old woman in Florida named Latoya Clark was pulled over on Wednesday, blocks away from the U.S. District Court. A license plate reader had flagged her vehicle as being stolen, and the police responded. As she was being cuffed, an officer started to explain to Latoya why she was being arrested, and she said, "Oh, I know why." She said she was on her way to the courthouse because she's on trial for a federal crime. She's on trial for her alleged role in a conspiracy of that defrauded $29 million from government COVID relief loans and grants. Now she has more problems. She was driving a U-Haul cargo van that she took out for a day, one-day rental. This was 2 months ago. When she didn't return it, it was reported stolen. Now she has to deal with that, along with the previous felony fraud charges, and several of those carry a maximum 20-year prison sentence. Let me see what Latoya looks like. Oh my. All right. There's good news. Yep, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Just one? Okay. Police and firefighters in Tempe, Arizona saved a dog that fell into a canal last week. They shared a video of the rescue on Facebook. Here is some of the rescue.
Oh, come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come on, you can do it.
And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.